This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Not to forget about our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang hauling the mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices, so you get your mail today delivered to you. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline and the diesel, so everybody's got some get up and go juice to get to where they need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also have a page called Americans for America, growing by leaps and bounds, over 11,000 people there right now, and all like-minded folks, I might add. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the Underground USA.com website, we have Frank Salvato. And good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I'm telling you, it's always a pleasure when I get to be able to talk to you, because I know we're going to light the airwaves up. All right.
A little controversial?
It could be, especially when we talk about your favorite place, but we'll get to that in a minute. How about saying a pledge?
You got it.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Florida was in the news yesterday for all the right reasons. The Florida House of Representatives gave final passage to a bill that would dissolve the Walt Disney World's private government handling. Also, the Republican governor, our great governor, Ron DeSantis, has got himself a victory out of this in this big brouhaha that's been going on between Disney and the state of Florida. And you can't say the Don't Say Gay law didn't get somebody in trouble because they got Disney in trouble, because now the move is going to have huge tax implications for Disney, as well as apparently the three counties surrounding Disney right there in the Orlando area.
Oh, and not only tax implications, but regulatory implications. You know, that now they're subject to every single regulation that would be imposed by the by any county.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got the taxes, you got the regulatory stuff, and you've got what has happened to their stock. It has plummeted. They're losing money hand over fist when it comes to people voting with their investments. Mm-hmm. Not to mention what the gate is going to be like over there. It's not going to be up. It's going to be down. People are dropping Disney Plus at a record pace. And I'm sure that when they tally things after the month and for the quarter and even the year, that you're going to see attendance at that Disney World just decimated. So what's the message? The message is corporate social engineering shouldn't be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really shouldn't. Disney does theme parks. They do movies. They do entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be beating people upside the head with their ideology. I don't care what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, playing politics is not a good deal for them. Mm-mm.
No, it's not. And you can't say that DeSantis and the Florida legislature didn't warn them well in advance that there were going to be repercussions for their activism.
Mm-hmm.
Every step of the way, they said, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. We're not saber rattling. We don't like being dictated to about what we should be thinking. This is a free state.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney will pay the consequences. People I know are, like I said, dropping the subscriptions to Disney Plus. People who go there all the time are saying, I think we're going to try something else this year.
Mm-hmm.
People are tired of being browbeaten into thinking the way the woke want them to think. The woke is nothing more than a gaggle of bullies who insist that what they think is right and what you feel is wrong. And I believe these days are at an end.
Now, I wonder what's going to happen with Universal Studios, with SeaWorld, with Busch Gardens.
Well, if they're wise, they're hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
If they're wise, if they believe in capitalism, and this is the question, this is the overall question today. If they still believe in capitalism and a capitalist society and a free market, they'll understand that, whoa, we shouldn't be forcing people to think the way we want them to think. We should be trying to either provide a service or create a product that people want to engage with. Otherwise, we're not going to have a corporation anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what capitalism is all about. It's about creating something that people want so that there is an engagement of trade. It's not about saying, if you don't believe this certain way, then we have to force you to do it, and then you must reward us by consuming our product. That's not the way it works. That's socialism, communism, that's fascism. No. We're a free market country. This is how it works.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is a Friday. And I'll be right back with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Silvato. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. Boy, I sure as heck was yesterday between 5 and 6 o'clock. More about that in a minute. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to come up there and meet one of my listeners who's just bought either a brand new Moss Nissan vehicle or certified pre-owned. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to customer service as well as price. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you can think of. By the way, trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage of it, upgrade your ride, and you might have somebody say, hey, we'll give you X amount of dollars for your car, $3,000 or $4,000 more than what you thought it was worth. What do you do then? What do you do then? It could happen. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of you. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're building a brand new facility in Brooksville, which will be just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. And that ought to be open maybe in another month or so, maybe two, because they're taking their time doing a great job with the building, and they need to, because this is going to be like the Taj Mahal, if you've seen the way they build car dealerships lately. Now, you can check them out online and go to Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And if you get up there to Newport Richey, look for Sean. Go in and tell Sean the captain sent you. I'm telling you, you do that, it's money in your pocket. It's that simple. But you got to look up Sean. You got to tell it to him. So, Maus Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Okay, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And, Frank, I appreciate you being around the 20-some-odd years that you and I have been together. And it seems like every time we get together, we manage to find a new way to get in trouble.
Well, hey, you know, it's a fun way to get in trouble, and I'm all about fun. So,
all right, let's talk about Chicago. Now, you are going to come on a program that I'm guest hosting today between 5 and 6, Armed American Radio on the Salem Radio Network. And it's heard on oodles of stations all around the country. And you're going to come on at 5:30, and we're going to talk about Chicago and how it got the way it got with the guns and the just lack of enforcement that's there. And God knows they've had opportunities to do something about it.
Well, you know, they like to brag about having the most draconian gun laws in the country. No law-abiding citizen is supposed to have a plethora of weapons at the city of Chicago. But that because they're not actually doing the duty of law enforcement under Lori Lightfoot, the gang crime is incredibly rampant. Violent crime is incredibly rampant. If you listen to, and I don't do it every night, but on occasion, if you turn on the scanner.
I've heard it.
On the citywide band of Chicago,
yep.
You know, anytime after midnight, it's a bloodbath.
Yep.
All you hear are calls for shots fired left and right.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. So the slaughter is, you know, it's palpable in Chicago when it comes to a body count. And then when you look at the way it's affecting business, you know, there are repercussions. The byproduct is the Magnificent Mile, Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They've got open space for the first time in a lifetime. People are leaving because nobody's going downtown because it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, when people are getting carjacked in front of the Art Institute, you know, on Michigan Avenue, which is, that's a major tourist destination, not far from Symphony Hall.
Right.
You know, not far from what they call the Magma, which is all the high-end stores. You know, all the entertainment venues that are A-list. You're getting into a journey down into the entertainment district. Nobody's going. Nobody's going. And it's not because it's, you know, the taxes are a little ridiculous. No, that's fine. You know, we can argue about that all day long. But people aren't going because they believe they're going to get killed. And you know, you don't overcome that because of a few dollars.
No. No. And obviously, you'd have to get rid of the mayor, have a leader at the top that believed in law and order, a police chief that believed in law and order, get rid of anything that's woke and all this other crap that seems to be floating around through there, and go in and clean out these neighborhoods and get rid of these gangs.
You have to, and you have to confront them. It's not going to be easy either, because when you cede ground to a violent gang, and there are, when you look at the list of the major gangs that are in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
it goes on for a page. it's shocking to see how they've carved up a once beautiful city that you used to be able to walk down the Mag Mile after a symphony or after a play. Well, you know, at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and not have a problem. Now, there's absolutely no way you would do that.
Mm.
None. So Lightfoot has to go. The mentality, the woke mentality of the far left has to go. And that's the big one. Because if you talk to a rank and file Chicago police officer, they say they're handcuffed.
Yeah.
They are stretched because they're not investing in new recruits. The mandatory overtimes, you know, their morale is down around ankle level, you know, so they have a thankless job in this city, except for the people who understand every single day what they face, You know, the mayor doesn't care. It's all about sound bites and moving an ideological agenda forward. And if the police happen to fall into the tree chipper on that, so be it. It's irresponsible. It's absolutely not serving the people of Chicago. And the sad thing is, this kind of mentality is in every urban blue major city from coast to coast.
Right. You are right. Now, the other thing is, when we talk about this, we have to add one and one is two to the mix. And unfortunately, the news community is not reporting this on this accurately. Now, lately, in the last few days, Lightfoot has been getting attacked by her own local press people. So maybe they've turned a corner a little bit, you think?
Well, you've got a mayoral race coming up, and you've got some pretty interesting people running against her coming from within the party in Chicago. That's always a problem. The fact that she's got a caustic personality within the city, within the hierarchy of the city, and the Chicago media doesn't help. You know, the unions are not necessarily fond of her. That's a real big problem in Chicago. So, by all intents and purposes, if you have to play this out through the end of the election, she's a one-trick pony that's going back to the corral.
We can only hope.
So, yeah, and the people of Chicago could only hope. You know, the very people that she promised she would serve are the ones who have been hurt the most. Mm. And it's all because they thought that the ideology coming off of riding on the coattails of Orange Man Bad, you know, this is what happens when people demagogue. You've got to do your homework before an election. Don't listen to the pretty rhetoric. Find out where they came from, who they are, how they talk when they're not in front of a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a pretty caustic and radical human being that never should have ascended to the seat of power.
I agree. Now, you said Orange Man Bad. That leads me to a little point. Yesterday we heard from Sarah Palin, who apparently is going to be running for Congress up there in Alaska. She may or may not be able to make it. Who knows? Donald Trump has endorsed her. And she came out and she said that she would be more than happy to run as a running mate with Donald Trump in 2024. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that's not a bad idea from where I'm sitting.
Well, it would be nice if she got a fair shot from the media. You know, when you talk to people from Alaska, and that's where she served, not only as governor, but she was on an influential oil commission up there. She served the people of Alaska very, very well.
Yep.
Media demagogue her.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Mr. Frank, folks, we're coming back with more. Frank's going to stick around. We're coming back with more, and we got a lot more stimulating conversation for you, and you'll find out what I mean when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More claims of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. New satellite images appear to show expansion of mass graves near the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which the city council claims could hold as many as 9,000 souls. Maxar Technologies released 5 satellite photographs dated between March 19th and April 3rd. Disney could be one of the worst performing stocks in 2022 after the company became entangled in a high-profile political controversy regarding very young children and sexuality in Florida. The stock reached an all-time high in March of 2021, trading nearly $200 per share. Thursday, the stock was hovering near $120 per share. That's down 33% from a year ago. The Florida House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would dissolve Walt Disney's special governing power in the state, a move that could have huge tax implications for Disney. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Jeff. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the manufacturers of Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken it for well over 7 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, a lot of you out there might be awake right now because you can't sleep because you got back pain or knee pain or some kind of pain, or maybe you got swelling or inflammation, something like that. And I've got all of the above because of what happened to me. I still, to this day, 22 years or 21 years later, whatever it happens to be, lost track of time from the World Trade Center, I still have problems with my left foot, ankle, and leg. And I was taking some stronger stuff, which I didn't want to take because you get dizzy, you get this, you get that. Plus, it's narcotics, and I just don't like taking narcotics. And I found out about Relief Factor. And this product, which is drug-free, does the same thing that the drugs do, only it works better, and I can take a little bit more of it, beef up the dose a little bit, so that it works better and works longer and helps me. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan. And it's because of the ingredients that's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, pain, and swelling. It will lower or even eliminate the pain associated with the problem you've got going on. It targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain at the source. Of course, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which are all good for you. Imagine that, something that's good for you. And what's really better about it is it doesn't cost as much as the prescriptions do, obviously, if you have to pay for it, that is. It's $19.95 to get started with a three-week quick start, $19.95. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. The three-week quick start, $19.95. And if you want to stay on it, you'll get on a bigger version of it, and you'll see it every month. And it'll work. I'm telling you, it'll work. You would not hear me telling you if it didn't work. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com website. And, Frank, thanks a lot for sticking around. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Anytime and always.
Now, 21, now up to 26, Republican-led states are seeking a temporary restraining order against the Biden administration over the ending of Title 42. I don't understand why it's all of them, well, the border states are involved in this, so I don't understand why every state in the country isn't concerned about that.
Eventually they will be. That's the sad part about this, is that eventually they will be. You know, California, New York, and Illinois will be standing alone. Well, when it comes to this, and quite honestly, those are three states that should be on board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely thrilled that the governors are starting to see that they have to take the lead on issues of federal matters when the federal government is either not doing their job or usurping the authority of the states.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I have been talking for a very long time about nullification.
Yes.
And you've got all of the ingredients for that cake right here happening on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
And these governors have to understand and embrace the reality that nullification has already been executed by sanctuary states and sanctuary counties who have decided not to enforce federal law on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
That means the precedent for nullification for federal law on immigration has been set, which means they should be able to look at anything coming out of the federal government when it comes to immigration and say, we're not doing that. It's against the Constitution. You're trying to enforce things that are tantamount to illegal, and we don't want that in our state. So we are going to not recognize or enforce that federal law. So all of these border states in this compact, they should start enforcing federal immigration law on the border immediately.
Now, I had a question from one of our listeners yesterday saying that he didn't understand where he had a solution to stopping things on the border. He says, get our military down there, get them armed, locked and loaded, ready to go, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And I let him finish so the people could hear what he had to say. But the big problem with that is we cannot put our military, pursuant to our own laws, on that border, on that border, pointed at some other country.
Yeah, the posse comitatus, you can't do that because of posse comitatus, but you don't want to take an offensive stance against a foreign nation as a you can't do that. What they can do is they can activate the National Guards in each of these states.
Mm-hmm.
The governors can activate it when the federal government decides to decline. They can wait for it. Use nullification about that order. Declare a state emergency and say this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
Because the governors are the commanders in chiefs of their own National Guard.
And I think Texas has done that. I think the only state that did that was Texas.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking, you know, during this time when we had such the backlog at the ports out west and everything else, and you've got shipping containers stacking up everywhere,
mm-hmm.
decided we're just going to store those shipping containers along in the border end to end and too high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a brilliant idea, you know, so now instead of having a fence you can crawl over, you've got shipping containers as a border wall down there until they can get the permanent 1 foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so think outside the box. Execute the federal law, serve the people. That's the big one. Government is supposed to serve the people. It's not supposed to browbeat people into saying you must think a certain way. That's what elections are for.
Yeah.
And when you look at the, when you look at what's happening, polling for what's happening, what's coming down the pike for the midterms, people are speaking loud and clear. They don't like any of the stuff that's coming out of Washington. None of it.
Well, California may be in big trouble right now because the governor of California just decided to keep all the workplace pandemic rules in place until the end of 2022. We do have an election coming up, and I think that that will have consequences in California.
Well, Gavin Newsom's hair looks good anyway, and I'm sure those regulations probably won't apply to him, seeing as how they didn't apply to him when he was eating at the five-star restaurant, you know, while everybody was locked down. The government out in California is the largest example of hypocrisy that our nation has. You know, you want to find a picture for the phrase of the dictionary, do as I say, not as I do. It is the entire California legislature and the governor and the executive apparatus out there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a damn about the people. They raise taxes and they do what they want. And this is what happens when a government bestows an ideology instead of serving its people. People are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it every day. People are leaving for Texas, for Florida, for any place else but Illinois and New York. But they are leaving California at record rates. Taxation's too high, and it's like living in a totalitarian country. Doesn't resemble the United States at all. Oh, okay. You want to do that? Enjoy yourself while you're taxing five people who live there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, because being able to give away the farm when you have no tax revenue means, uh-oh, you don't get to buy your votes for the next election.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, of course, you know, one of the things about freedom is there's a cost for having freedom. It's not free.
No. And you have to earn it every day. You know, Reagan said it best. We're never more than one generation away from freedom dying. And when you have a government like the ones we have in Chicago or Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York, even though the news wants to tell you, well, they've turned a corner in New York. Ask the cops. Mm-hmm. Ask the firemen. Did they turn a corner? They're going to tell you no. You know, they may not have the idiot they had in there last time, but you've got a aldermanic assembly up there. You've got a city government that's got the woke cancer within the entire apparatus, not just the mayor's office.
Yep.
It's a mindset. Government doesn't tell you what to do. It's supposed to be there to serve you.
Yep, and I hear the music coming up in my ear. I'm going to have to let you go, and we will talk to you this afternoon when you'll be live with me on Armed American Radio at 5:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time.
That sounds awesome, man. Stay low until then.
All right, thanks very much. That's Frank Silvato, everybody, undergroundusa.com. And again, you can catch him and I on Armed American Radio this afternoon at 5:30. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thanks very much, Jeff. And we've got our friend Patrick Hyland on the radio right now. So we're going to go over there because we're going to talk a little sports here for a few minutes. So, Mr. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback that you are, what's going on in the world of sports today?
Well, NBA playoffs are heated up, man. The Grizzlies stunned the Timberwolves with a 26-point comeback in Game 3 last night, Captain. So, you know, congratulations to them. It's going to be interesting how these playoffs turn out with the seedings and how they made it happen in the NBA. So I think they're trying to do it the right way, Captain, and I commend them for that. I just want the players to be, respectful and appreciative of this great country of ours. I think that's about the only thing missing in that game right now. And so with that being said, then the NFL draft next week, Captain, a lot of people looking forward to that, seeing how their teams are going to shape up, who they're going to get, and who's going to be traded here. A lot of talk in 49er land. There's no chance they're going to trade Deebo Samuel, the great wide receiver. But again, these guys say one thing and then do a different thing a week later, Captain, like the Cardinals. Zero chance Murray gets traded. I'm curious if those two things will be in effect by the start of the season. A lot of double talk in sports nowadays, Captain, and I guess you see that in politics too, right?
Every day.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Every day.
I don't know why, you know, we can't just tell it like it is anymore and politically correct. How about just be correct? That'd be an idea, right, Cap?
Yeah. Works for me anyway.
Steve, I think that's what most people want. Well, if you do it in a proper fashion, I mean, how can anybody get mad about that? And I just wish we would get away from that. So there were some baseball scores. The Cleveland Guardians, another politically correct, beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. Toronto Blue Jays, they really have a powerful team, Captain. You know, trade down here. And set.
I got to stop you for a second because I just saw something come across the wire. The Raiders legend, Daryl LaMonica, a tremendous quarterback, a go-to guy if there ever was one back in the day, dead at age 80.
Yeah, and natural causes. What a crazy story. Played at Notre Dame, Captain, and then he, you know, went. Was drafted by Green Bay in the 12th round. Then he went to Buffalo, and he backed up Jack Kemp.
Yep.
People remember him up in Buffalo, you up there in upstate New York. But then Jack Kemp became more popular and famous later on in life by being a decent politician. And
he was a good one.
You know, that's important. What a great life and great career. And Daryl LaMonica, yeah, great guy. And lost Kenny Stabler a couple of years ago. Now we lost Daryl LaMonica. Now, the Raider Nation, they could be very... very good this year, speaking of them. Anyway, the Boston Red Sox, like I was saying, lost to Toronto 3-2. Miami Marlins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-0. And then hockey last night, Pittsburgh put it on Boston 4-0. And speaking about putting it on them, Captain, the Tampa Bay Lightning won 8-1 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know what happened there. Toronto's a good team. They're going to get 10 for the cup, just like the Lightning. Must have been an off night for them.
I'm going to regret saying this, but they woke up.
I hope so, Captain. I hope so. That's funny. But in a good way, not in a broke way.
No.
Because nowadays, if you go woke, you go broke.
Right.
So be real careful, businesses. Oh, man. Dallas Mavericks beat the Utah Jazz 126-118, and the Golden State Warriors 118-113. Over the Denver Nuggets. Now, Golden State leads that 3-0. Looks like they'll take that series. Dallas leads 2-1. So we'll see what happens there in those series. Now, that's kind of your update of all the scores from yesterday. USFL tonight, Captain. Michigan Panthers will play the New Jersey Generals at 8 o'clock on USA Network. If you want to watch a little football, fans. Appreciate everybody out there listening. God bless America. And, you know, there'll be a full Tampa baseball tonight and some hockey action. Tomorrow, a lot of hockey on Saturday, Captain, and starting at 12 o'clock. Because, you'll have the USFL. We'll start at 12 with Pitt playing Philly. And then in the NBA, Philadelphia will play Toronto at 2 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, the New York Rangers will take on the Boston Bruins, trying to get those final playoff seeds all squared away.
Now, that's a matchup of usually when they get going.
Oh, yeah. The Rangers and the Bruins always been a great rivalry. The Islanders, too. It's good up there. If the Buffalo Sabres can, get it going. Not always, that whole area up there, you know, it's hockey territory, but it's kind of funny. Florida Panthers.
Well, we played in the day when I was younger and playing hockey. We played a lot of outdoor hockey in a rink with the walls and all that. Outdoor hockey. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's neat that they play a few games like that now just to bring back old memories, and to have an outdoor game is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. Well, tell us about what it is you do, please, and how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Patrick Hyland. I'm on the Captain's Show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour. And I also do the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 on the flagship station to go over all sports for the weekend. And we have a good time with it. And also, if I can help you out with any insurance needs, please feel free to call me. It's always good to get a second set of eyes. 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland. Don't forget Talladega this weekend too, Captain.
Oh yeah.
Fun that race. So very cool. Yep, I've helped out Captain. I've helped out a lot of other people. Again, give me a call anytime. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. We'll go over some insurance with you, some sports, have a good time, conversation. And if I can be of help, great. And if you're good where you are, I'll tell you to stay where you are. Captain can tell you that. I don't move people to move them. I do the right things for the right reasons for him and all his veterans' friends. And I help out the veterans immensely. God bless our veterans, because freedom is a free. Thank you so much, Captain. Have a great weekend. Be safe, everybody out there.
Okay, I'll see you on Sunday. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
God bless.
Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, you can go over to the Facebook page. They have a page called The Sports Zone, and they put a lot of different things over there. Sign up, follow the page. You won't be sorry. It's a very active page. A lot of great people in there opining back and forth. A lot of great conversations go on. That's on Facebook. It's called The Sports Zone. So go over there and check it out, and I'm sure you're going to like what you see. All right, well, this final portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be 100 Douglas Street or two. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 941-922-2345. Okay, get ready. Here he comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get down to business. Donald, I'm talking to you because since you won't come to me, I'll come to you. Okay? Why do you think they put that hit out in New York in the subway? Why do you think they did that? Why do you think they shot Steve Scalise from second base when everybody else was at home base? I'll answer those questions because your answer is wrong, and the idiots you got working for you don't know the answer either, okay? They shot Steve Scalise because he was third in line, and he was a true conservative, and he was telling you the truth, unlike Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. That's why they shot him, okay? Boom, and they put five bullets in them. Thank God the Lord saved you. Why do you think they shot those people in New York? Because they're talking about Lee Zeldin is closing the gap on the governorship, and that was a message over there. What now? We're taking on Disney. Okay, that's the head of the mafia right there. That's what they're doing. Okay, so I'm telling everyone in Florida, watch your kids, carry your concealed gun. Okay, and God bless our governor for standing up for Mickey and Hickey, who's gone transgender on us. You don't want to go there. Stand up for our country. Let's go, please.
All right, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. And folks, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch for another busy day. I'll be on this afternoon, 5 o'clock, Armed American Radio. Check them out, armedamericanradio.com. I'll be the host during the 5 to 6 o'clock hour. Frank Silvato will be with me. Kyle Warren, too. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.